I used to, in my youth, work for Warner's Holiday Camps teaching dancing.
A boy went back to Napoli because he missed the scenery, the native dances and the charming songs. But wait a minute, something's wrong, 'cause now it's
Mambo, Mambo Italiano, hey Mambo.
Warner's Holiday Camps on Hay Knoll, in my late 20s. I used to teach one lot, grade that life, the following weekend, teach another lot, the basic steps and so on. I used to ignore the females, I used to help them out. If you do dancing properly like that, top, stop, a quick step, change on that type of thing, you can't go wrong. It's very suggestive, it's properly contact, and you're going to get feeling fretty. No, I mean, it's lovely if you go somewhere and there's something that moves it, I can't stop.
Shake it like a Giovanna, hello, kiss it, did you get happy in the pizza when you mambo Italiano.
Music's a wonderful healer, wonderful for everything, depression, and it's a good introduction too. A nice way to put somebody in your arms and move them in the floor for the first time, isn't it? Music club, you've got a couple people fall in.
Just to make it with a beat of bambino, it's like a bean. Kid, you good looking, but it's
not. I used to control myself.
Mambo Italiano,
the Warners weren't silly, they knew what they were doing.
You mixed up a Siciliano.
Oh gosh, yeah, especially the quick step. The quick step, no problem. The trouble is, I married somebody who can't dance. The only trouble we used to have was on the day that closed. You had all the male dancers turning up, people that you taught at the beginning of the season, things like this. Could get a bit embarrassing, to say the least. I'm a folk go-go. I mean, that is part of my life.